Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some of the great events taking place the weekend of May 3rd. Village Creek State Park in Wynn is hosting their very popular Pickin' in the Park on May 3rd and 4th. You can head to the park for a music festival unlike any other. There are no set bands or set performance times, but there will be music throughout the day, every day. You are encouraged to bring your instrument and sit in with any of the groups that are playing around the campground, or just bring your chair and enjoy the music. The typical music selections are bluegrass, country, folk, and gospel. There's sure to be great music everywhere you turn. Like I said, Pickin' in the Park, a very, very popular event at Village Creek State Park, so go check it out.
Yeah.
In Hamburg, it's the world-famous Armadillo Festival on May 3rd through the 4th. Sponsored by the Hamburg Chamber of Commerce, the event is held in the downtown square and features fun events for the entire family, including a carnival, a street dance, arts and crafts, a pancake breakfast, armadillo trivia, a fun run, a frog jumping contest, live music, and an armadillo meat eating contest. You can't have an armadillo festival without having an armadillo meat eating contest.
Okay.
Eureka Springs welcomes Steve Earle to the auditorium on May 3rd. The legendary singer-songwriter is being backed by his longtime band, The Dukes. He will perform at the Odd on Friday, May 3rd. The 3-time Grammy Award recipient and 11-time Grammy nominee, Earle is a cornerstone artist of Americana music. Always musically adventurous, Earle has crafted folk, blues, rock, country, rockabilly, and bluegrass. The opening act will be Junior Brown. Brown is an innovative musician who invented the unique Gesteel instrument, a combination of an electric guitar and a steel guitar. His raucous blend of country and rock and roll has helped him make a successful crossover act. Steve Earle's great, so if you're looking for some music, definitely check that out in Eureka Springs. In Mountain Home, it's the North Arkansas Wood Carvers' 40th annual wood carving show and sale on May 4th through the 5th. The North Arkansas Wood Carvers Club event is one of the area's largest shows featuring wood carvers, whittlers, wood turners, carving supplies, a judging competition, demonstrations, and a carving contest. Participants are from all levels, from novice to professional. And finally, the Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View is offering a feature concert performance by the Lemon Bucket Orchestra on May 3rd. Formed in Toronto, California, the Lemon Bucket Orchestra combines traditional folk music from across the globe to create a unique and unforgettable sound. With unique parts of Dixieland, ragtime, and Balkan fiddle music influences, this 11-piece band includes fiddle, sousaphone, accordion, trombone, and other instruments. So it's a great weekend to go see some live music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.